Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
No.
worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Grateful, Lord.
I can sing to you.
morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, the head of our life. Welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day, Thursday, and trust me, I am super excited to hear Minister Kizzy to come on here and give what the Lord gave her for his people. The scripture for this morning is Joshua 1 and 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Again, Joshua 1 and 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Father, I wish you'd come on the broadcast this morning. Have your way. Less of her, more of you. Let the people know that you are here, that you will never leave them nor forsake you. Touch who needs to be touched. Heal who needs to be healed. Love on who needs to be loved on. That we know we're never alone, that you're always with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Canada, Brazil, Zimbabwe, Russia, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, China, Jamaica, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Kenya, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa. Thank you guys for tuning in Monday through Friday, listening to Apostle and myself and other guests to come on and spread the word of God. We know that you can't openly praise him like we can, but know that you have family on this side of the globe praying and fasting and interceding for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, we can praise God openly. Some countries cannot. Some countries, they can get killed. They can get put in jail. But know that God is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's cover each other in prayer. Remember, iron sharpens iron. You must continue to have faith inside of a mustard seed. You're not in this fight by yourself. Be encouraged and understand that you're not alone. Remember, continue to put your head on the salvation on. That's the first thing the enemy go for is your mind. You must stand on the word of God. Keep pushing through, people. Keep pushing through. We are here to encourage and inspire you. Know that we are family. Not of what you see. It doesn't matter about the color of your skin. God didn't care about the color of your skin. He cared about your heart. All he wanted to say that yes. Just think about it. Once you say yes to God, you will truly understand what love means. You must love yourself. But once you fall in love with Jesus, that's the best thing you will ever do. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. The enemy will attack even more so when you surrender your life to Christ. But what I'm saying is it's worth it to give your life to Christ. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. You're going to have some good days, some bad days. The enemy is going to attack what you love, whether it's your kids, your family, your job, your business, your ministry. He's going to attack because he's seeing your future. Don't give up. Don't fold. Don't drop the table. Don't drop the chair. Don't drop the ball. Stand on the word of God. Remember, just the faith side of a mustard seed can move mountains. You must have the faith. We can pray for you without a shadow of a doubt, but you must have a relationship with God for yourself. We can't continue. You can't continue to live on meemaws and grandmas and grannies and big mamas' prayers. You got to have a relationship with God yourself. Once you get that relationship with him, you'll see clearer now. You'll understand why you went through the things you went through. Because remember, your testimony can save someone's life. How can you tell someone you understand what domestic violence means if you haven't been through it? You can have sympathy for them, but you will never fully understand what it means to get beat up by someone you love and you still try to stay there to make it work. Or if you've been molested, or they was raped, or they've been to jail, or they sold drugs. you could understand, but you could never fully know how they feel. You can't tell someone that just got out of prison to get over it and go find your job. No, no, sweetheart, it's not that easy. It's a process. But that's not for you to walk and tell them that. That's unfair. Remember, God is the only one that can judge us, not you. Stop looking back like Lot's wife. Look forward. What happened back then is what happened back then. God forgave you. Now forgive yourself. You must forgive yourself. Remember, forgiveness is not for everybody else or for the next person. It's for you. Your seed and their seed and the next seed is counted on you. If you want to be a generation breaker, stand up and surrender your life to Christ. God, I need you. I cannot do this without you. I'm here, standing in the need of prayer, as the old people say. I'm here. I completely surrender my life to you, because without you, I'm nothing. And again, the enemy's going to attack. I'm not saying it's going to be peaches and cream. No, 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 no. Well, remember, nowhere in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, it said it's going to be easy. Nowhere. Remember, Job got everything taken away from him. And even the love of his life told him to curse God. But did he? No. Through the pain, the hurt, do it on God's word, and you can do the same. Don't give up, people. It will get better. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. First one to speak, or if you need prayer, that's how I know if you're on, if you want to have a word, or if you need prayer from the speaker, make sure you press 1. And we'll be back after this commercial, and Minister Fusion should be on.
You gotta take it. Say, you provide the spirit.
You provide.
the dry bones respond. I gotta run over. So cancer responds. I gotta run over. So my family responds. I gotta run over. I wanna run. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run. Oh, fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run.
Yes, God, yes, God, fill me up. That's one of my favorite songs, true, true worship. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on to give the word to you guys from God. Get your pen, paper, and your Bibles together and get ready to hear this word. Minister Kizzy, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. Let God have his way. I'm going on mute, so I won't be too loud.
Good morning, and thank you so much. I am so honored to be before you, Pastor Douglas, and I love each of you out there for just tuning in, just for being there this morning. So I wanted to first say good morning to everyone. And again, it's always a privilege to come before the people of God and just share a word of whatever God has placed in my heart. And as always, I only want to speak what Holy Spirit leads me to say and nothing more. I move myself out of the way. I love that song that you just finished playing, Fill Me Up Until I Overflow. It's like I empty myself out and I just want Holy Spirit to come on in. So that's how I like to start my day. And thank you again for everyone who has joined in. And in a quick moment of prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you have already entered into this place, as the atmosphere has already been set by the songs and just by the posture of each of us who are gathered here today, God, I pray that every word that is spoken is only what you have ordained to be said, and to the audience, that it reaches to the masses of those who need to hear this word, that it encourage them, uplift them, and push them to keep going forth. Lord God, as I decrease myself and move out of the way, Lord, let my mouth only meditate and speak of what you have said, Lord God, according to your word, according to your purpose, as only it is spoken, in Jesus' holy name, amen. Well, I am just excited to be here, and I do not purpose to be before you long, but I love what Pastor Douglas said. She said to let Holy Spirit have his place, because I do not believe in quenching the Spirit of God. I don't believe in shutting down when he is moving, so it is good to know. It is good to know that our host has said you have the floor. So I'm going to flow with the Spirit on this morning. You know, I really believe that God has a word, because this word just encouraged me. And the funniest thing is I was actually thinking of something else to say. Like, again, I have to move myself out of the way. I was thinking of something else. And then around the midnight hour, Holy Spirit said, no, you talk about this. And so he shifted my entire message. And I'm like, that's okay. That's all right. That's what we're supposed to do. We need to be subject to the Spirit. We need to be obedient to the Spirit of God. And so today I'm just talking about compliance. Comply to what God has commanded in your life, and you will reap the benefits. You know, a lot of times we always wonder, well, why am I not receiving of God? Why am I not getting back what I poured in? You know, sometimes we give out the seed, but we don't see the return on that investment. You know, a lot of times we think that God is not hearing you, but the truth is he hears you, because what we know about God Almighty, his principles remain the same. He does not change. He does not alter what he set in course or in motion. The problem is a lot of times we're on the wrong side of that compliance. We decide that we're going to do it our way to yield results. But when you don't understand principles and the laws of God and you don't understand the commands of God, it can set you off course. And so you don't see the fruit of the labor, or you don't see what he has already promised you. And there's certain things that you can do to even change that now. And so, again, I don't purpose to be before you long. I posted earlier today four of the points that God has pointed out to me in the midnight hour as I was meditating on that word comply. But let me start with a definition. Definitions always help keep things in perspective. And so I'm talking about being compliant to the command of God to reap the benefits, okay? So comply. One of the definitions I looked up says act in accordance with a wish or command. So we want to act in accordance with what God has already set in motion, what he already commanded, to meet the specific standards that are set. So God has statutes and standards according to his word, according to his purpose. I'm going to keep stressing it. I hope you're okay with that out there. I'm going to stress it, and I'm going to pivot my point directly to God and not to our own. Why do I do that? Because, again, a lot of times we miss the mark. We come short, and we always want to blame or finger point and try to figure out what went wrong, when a lot of times you have to start within yourself. You know, even it's always a good idea to reevaluate the process that you put in place. Because what if that process is not the one ordained by God, but it was set by your own emotions, imaginations, your own ideas, but not what God said? See, right there, that's going to put the brakes on so many people who feel like their failure is upon what God said. No, your failure may be upon what you said and set in motion, but guess what? God will redeem you. Yes, he will. He will redeem you. He will restore you. He will put you back on course so it's not over. I don't come bearing bad news. I come bearing good news. We can get back in compliance. We can get back in right alignment by just following what the word of God says. See, our God is a sovereign God. Oh, do I love our sovereign God, because what he does is within his own control and his own will. His will for you is to prosper you. We can read that in the word of God, but do we actually believe it? You know, this day and age, especially coming off the cuff of 2020, which dealt some hard blows for many of us, the 2020 year dealt some hard blows, but I will tell you this. As you heard the voice of God and as he taught you how to maneuver, in 2020 you even were prosperous. Coming forward to 2021, we're already at July. This is July 1st, 7 months in. When you reflect back over the year so far, where do you stand? See, it's good for us to always get in the mindset that we will reflect, reevaluate. You know, some of even business owners, you know, we're coming into that third quarter. Are we in the third quarter? First, second? Yeah, we're in the third quarter. And so we're, second quarter, we are reevaluating our processes. Some of the businesses are calling this the end of their fiscal year, you know, and again, you're looking at where do you stand? This is all important that we look at where are we in our walk with God, where are we moving towards him, how are we moving in our processes, and how are we going forth in what he commanded for our lives. It's important that we take that time to reevaluate. I don't want you to just keep going in the motions, right? I don't want you to just keep going forth not truly fulfilling what God has said for you. We don't want to just beat at the air, swinging left and right and never hitting the mark. Oh, my God. That taught me a valuable lesson a few years back in 2013 and 2016. I had some hard blows hit my life. And God had to teach me, my daughter, slow down. Reevaluate the process. Make sure you're following the commands that I set for you. Make sure you're in compliance. Come on, business owners. You know the state even have regulatory systems in place. They come in and they will evaluate your process to make sure you're in what? Compliance. And if you're not, they'll give you a sanction. But what they do, they give you a sanction and they give you a space and a time to correct the wrong, to make it right, to come back in compliance, and then you can go forth. Now, remember, there's always a consequence. We'll use the word disobedience, but there's also a consequence when you're in non-compliance, when you don't comply to the law set forth. Now, what we can receive all of that in the natural, right? We can receive that, and we try to work really hard to stay good standing in man's eye so that our business don't shut down, so that we don't receive a bad grade in school, so that we're not dismissed from the job. But can we take that same principle and apply it to the Word of God? I would say it strongly. You should apply it to God's Word first before you do anything in the natural. You should want to be in right standing and in compliance with God's Word first before we even divvy out to what the world says. He should always be first. My God, and I'm going to keep on reading here and keep flowing. When we look at compliance, it's to conform, to submit, to adapt to the requirements. Yeah, God has requirements. Yeah, he does. He has requirements. He has standards. He wants us to stay in control. Come on. God has given unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness. There are statutes that we should follow after. There are things of God that we need to put in perspective even now in our lives so that we can flow in the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit as he leads and guides us into all truth. So, yeah, there are rules and regulations. I know most people don't like when you say that, you're being legalistic and you're talking about commandments. That's old school. You know, I've heard every excuse under the sun from many people over my years as to why they do not want to comply with the governing laws of God. Yeah, I'm not being legalistic, nor am I being religious. I am following what God said. And when you truly break it down and you look at his commandments, they are life unto you to help you govern and maneuver on this earthly realm. Jesus even taught it to them. Like when he gave the prayer point and they asked, teach us how to pray, what did Jesus say? We say this all the time. Our Father. So you gave acknowledgement to the Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We give him praise and glory unto his name. But he said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we know now that we have a will of the Father that has already originated in heaven. The origins of it came from heaven. So how can I say I'm being legalistic when I don't follow what he origined? Because he's the creator, if you believe that. He's the creator. So if he's the creator, then I follow what he says. Jesus very clearly says, as it is in heaven. That's where it originated. So when it comes down to this earthly realm, I'm going to follow what the originator says, not what this world tries to trip up and change up and try to conform to the ways of this world. Oh, even my word of God says not to conform for the world. He said be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I really believe a lot of people out there need a mindset change to truly fully understand all of what God has said. The commandments are not to come against you. It's not to stop you from living life. As a matter of fact, they're set to give order so that you can live life and live it more abundantly. My Jesus, your Savior, our Savior, Jesus Christ, said he didn't come to destroy the law. He didn't come to destroy what God said. As a matter of fact, he represented every one of them to the perfection. He was tempted at all points, but yet without sin. So he showed us how to maneuver on this earthly realm following what God said and set in motion. Now, why is that so hard to receive? The reason is because man has always wanted to follow their own will. My Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. Now, if we can listen to what he said and we can apply it to our lives, we will begin to see, we will begin to see the benefits of serving the Father. Now, I want to make this clear because I always like to give a quick disclaimer. Trouble comes. Trials come. Tests will come at you. I never said that your life will be so perfect, so smooth that you'll never have to worry about another thing by obeying the Father. Didn't say that. Jesus obeyed his Father. He said, I do what my Father commands of me. But yet and still we see his life, his very life lived before us was one of hardship, disappointment, heartache, people trying to kill him, his own people trying to throw him over a cliff, people not believing in him, his own disciples, the ones who followed him closely, betraying him, denying him. These are the things that Jesus faced. But yet and still, he stayed the course. He knew his assignment. Even when it got hard for him, I'm telling you, I'm prefacing this to set you up to understand that God has you in his mind to bless and keep you, but you have a little bit of work to do on your behalf, and that is to follow him and obey him and stay in compliance with his standards and his word. Because when Jesus went into the garden, he could have been noncompliant. He could have said, I'm done with this. I don't want this cup anymore. As a matter of fact, we don't know all the conversation of what Jesus said. We know the part that was shared. But in that part, we know he was praying and blood, his sweat became drops of blood because that was an intense warfare. There was an intense prayer happening in that garden where Jesus had a crossroad to comply with what was already set in motion from the beginning of time or to go back. Jesus said, if it was possible, take it away from me, but nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. Can we stand in agreement to let the Father's will be done in our lives all the way through to obeying the very commands he set forth for you? And so what I love about this, what I love about being compliant to receive the benefits of God is he doesn't leave you without instructions. Come on, y'all. You have instructions. I heard this acronym and I wholeheartedly loved it. It said the Bible, so the acronym Bible, B-I-B-L-E, is basic instructions before leaving earth. Your Bible literally has the instructions written down for you to follow, as well as examples of those who obeyed and disobeyed and the consequences. All of this is written throughout the entire Bible. Yes, we need to return to being Bible believers and readers, not just taking what man say. Don't take what I say. I'm going to give you scripture. Don't take my scriptures just for face value. Go and study it. Read it, understand it, so you can apply it to your life. And so the word of God, again, is that instruction. It is a blueprint. It is the one that you follow to have all that God has commanded of you. Jesus, he was even strengthened. I love it. Because a lot of times we get to the point that we're not strong enough on our own will. These little natural bodies like to fail us. Yes, it does. These natural bodies like to go out and do what it wants. You already know that the flesh wars against the spirit. They're enmity against each other. They're not friends. Don't ever think your flesh is friends with your spirit. Nope. The flesh returns to dust. So it will want to do disobedient things. So you got to recognize and open up your eyes to know, how am I operating today? Am I in this flesh, or am I operating with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God? I love how Jesus said he returned the Holy Spirit to us, the Comforter to us, to lead and guide us into all truth. So your truth of what heaven has spoken, Holy Spirit say, I speak, I attest. He is a witness to what he sees in heaven. So that is within us. So in this natural body, these old fleshly ways will not equate to what God says. So that's my the whole disclaimer there. Move into your spiritual being, your spiritual operation, speaking in your spiritual heavenly language that God has given, so that the Holy Spirit make intercession for you, so that you can come back in compliance. Hallelujah. And when Holy Spirit prays for you, you're not praying amiss, so you're missing the mark again. Hallelujah. We need to come back to those agreements. Come back into right alignment of what God has already set in motion. And so, again, in our compliance, in our submission, in all that we do and following his statutes, we want to make sure that we're listening very well to the word of God. And so, I posted this morning 4 points. These were just 4 points. I have so many scriptures written down. I'm not going to be able to go through all of them, but I have quite a few written down. And so I just wanted to look at some of my favorite passages. I love these. As a matter of fact, one in particular, the number one I posted, is I say this pretty much every single day of my life. Why is this? Because I like to keep myself in remembrance of what the Father says. And one thing in the Proverbs, if you want to turn, or you could just jot it down, or if you go to my page, you'll see I wrote these 4 points down. But Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 7, and yes, I extended it to 7 because usually I go Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I stop. But then the Father said, read that next verse, child. He told me that this morning. He said, read that next verse. And when I read it, I said, oh, okay, so we got the opposite of what happens when you don't trust. All right, so I titled this one, Trust Him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 7. I am reading from the King James Version. If you have another version before you, the content is still the same. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord from evil. Yeah, so usually I stop at verse 6 because that just sounds good to the ears, right? Trust him. Lean not to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him. He's going to direct my path. I'm like, yay, thank you, God. He said, keep reading. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So you see there, for compliance sake, we cannot even be wise for our own understanding. We cannot be wise based on these fleshly ways of living. A lot of times we miss the mark and we don't receive the benefits because, again, like I started and I said, we are doing it on our own accord. We're doing it according to what these natural senses tells us. You should be getting your intel, by the way. Your intel and your information should always come above anything from this earthly realm. Anything. And I'm talking even news. I'm talking some of your preachers. Yes, I'm saying it. I'm talking about from family members. Your information should exceed any of that that is not in right alignment with what God is saying. And you should have discernment, number one. Let's strengthen that discernment in the name of Jesus. I pray that your discernment increase. Because a lot of times we get caught off guard listening to what others are saying. Our eyes are no longer on the Lord. We become wise in our own little understanding, and now we have a problem, that we have no solution. And now we're spiraling into a hole of fear, of guilt, of depression. Come on, it really does spiral. When you get your eyes off of God and your information is coming from these natural senses on this earthly realm and from the news will have you. As a matter of fact, I stopped watching news. I'm not telling you to do that. This is what I did for my own sanity, because I'm a very sensitive to the spirit person, that when I hear certain things, I have to perceive what is the source, where is this coming from. And listening to the news sent me into information overload to the point I had to shut it off. Many years ago I did this, and I listened to Holy Spirit. I said, now you lead and guide me. And he has never once led me astray or wrong. As a matter of fact, he teaches me things before the news even speak it. Many people who are around me, they hear me say something, and they're like, what are you talking about? And then when the news said, girl, I remember you said that. I said, uh-huh, because my intel didn't come from this natural realm. It came from what God spoke. Holy Spirit revealed it. I have to trust him. Didn't I just read that? Trust him? Don't lean to your own understanding. So it's not a mystery. By doing what God tells you to do, you will receive of him. It's not a mystery. God doesn't want to withhold knowledge from you, but you have to be willing to position yourself to receive of what he's saying. Whose report would you believe? Come on, I know I'm bringing that scripture out, because a lot of times we will believe reports that are not accurate to your lives. And now you believe what someone else said over what God says, and it alters. Oh, yes, it alters. It alters the outcome because of your own belief. I don't have time to overdevelop that. But Jesus even questioned, you of little faith, you have no faith. Where's your belief? Help their unbelief. So I know what I'm saying is accurate, that your belief, what you receive, how you perceive it, is what's going to alter the outcome to the very situation you may be in. So again, as I read that, and I love the second part in verse 7, because again, you know, a lot of times I stop at 6. It says in verse 7 of Proverbs 3 and verse 7, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you strongly, the only fear you need to have in this world is of the Lord. You should not fear COVID-19. You should not fear terrorists. You should not fear the devil. You should not fear any of those things. As a matter of fact, the word of God tells me God did not give us fear. Perfect love casts out fear. The thing that God has given unto us is power, love, and a sound mind. So we can operate in power. We can operate in love. We can operate in a sound mind at all times. We never have to operate in fear. My God, I'm not going to pivot off my topic, but I just have to put that one in there. That's bonus. Stop operating in fear. That's another reason why you're not receiving the benefits of God. One prophet told me this way. A lot of people have the fear of success. See, not the fear of failure. They have the fear of success. I'm afraid to try because what if I actually succeed this time? Oh, my God, that's a topic for another day. But I need you to get fear out of your heart and completely rely on the Lord. All right, here's the second point. Have faith. Have faith. We can read Hebrews 11 and all of the hallmark of faith, those who stood in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in chapter 11, verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. So we got to understand that as we walk in faith, we are pleasing God. As we walk in faith now, we are pleasing God. God doesn't want you walking around faithless, hopeless, despondent, feeling like you'll never receive, like you're less than. God never said that concerning his creation. As a matter of fact, read Deuteronomy 28. As you follow his commandments, he will give you the blessings. He will make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. He will bless you going in and you're coming out. You will be blessed in the city and in the field. Everything you touch shall be blessed. Come on, read Deuteronomy 28. Stir that up in your spirit. God has already promised you these things. They are yours for the taking, but where is your faith? Where is your obedience to follow his command as he leads and guides you into all truth? So have faith. It is impossible to please God without it. And he will reward you as you diligently seek him. That should be your daily walk, to seek the Father. As you rise in the morning, seek his face. As you go throughout your day, find out, God, am I on course? Am I doing it right? See, God and I, we conversate all day long. I don't do just a 30-minute prayer and that's it, one and done. No, throughout the day, there's conversations happening. Just like I'm naturally speaking to you, I speak to the Father because I want to make sure I'm on course. It's so easy to get off course. Yes, it is, because we have free will. We have choices that we can make. We can be guided by our own intellect. God gave that to us, and therefore we need to be cautious of where we're putting our intellect. Where are we putting our intel? Where are we putting our guidance and direction? Is it in your own ability? Is it in someone else? Are you truly placing it in God's hand? Are you truly allowing Holy Spirit to lead and guide you? I'm wrapping it up here. Hallelujah. Point number three was to obey his commands. Isaiah 1:19-20 says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. I like that. If you're willing and obedient, then you get the goods of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God spoke that out of his own mouth. And he said it so clearly that when you are willing and obedient, you get the good. But if you are a rebel and you're non-compliant, so you can't even follow commandments, you will be devoured. So again, I said that from the beginning. If you're watching and paying attention to your life and you feel like everything's being consumed and the devourer is sucking the life out of you, then maybe you are in a state of rebellion and don't even recognize it. See, a lot of people think that rebellion is only the ones that we can see with our eyes. Oh, my God, Holy Spirit, speak. We want to label rebellion based on what you see with those natural eyes. So like a child that's acting up, or a person who may not look the part, who may be destructive in nature. So we're looking at that outer. But do you not know your heart can be rebellious against God, especially those who are operating in self-righteousness? Yeah, you can operate in your own self-will, disregarding everything God says, doing it on your own, and now you are rebellious. You are the one. Because man don't see it, but God judges the heart of the matter. So you may look all pious and put together and well thought out on the outer, but what about that inner? You can't even forgive your brothers and sisters for an ought. You don't walk with a heart that's purified. You have anger issues that you're dealing with internally, battling. So no one sees it from the outside, so they don't label you as a rebel. They don't label you rebellious. Simply being disobedient to what God told you to do is rebellious. And so the devourer will suck the life out of you. The Lord has spoken, and he said with the sword. So you got to learn to reevaluate, to see, Where am I standing? God, is there a heart issue I'm dealing with? Even rebellion is not having faith in what God said. That's rebellion. By not believing him and taking him at his promise of what he has spoken. God don't have to tell you 10 million thousand times over and over again what he said. Because if he said it, you must believe it, and that settles it. So I don't have to come back begging my God Almighty over and over. Think about your natural children. Come on, y'all. I'm about to wrap this up because I have two children. And I tell you what, my five-year-old, she don't beg. Well, no, I'm sorry. Let me change that. My 16-year-old, because we trained her well, she understands I ask, I receive, move on. My five-year-old is getting there, but she'll ask 10 million times over and over and over and over and over until you do it. And so one day I had to pause her. I said, do you not trust in your mom and dad that if you ask, they will give it to you? And she was like, huh? Yeah, I told this to the five-year-old because I feel like a lot of the people in Christ, the body of Christ, have this same behavior of an immature child. She's immature, so she doesn't understand those principles. So she'll ask over and over and over and over and over, and she'll keep asking. So it started irritating my husband and I a little bit. So we had to stop that. And we just said, do you not trust that your parents are going to give to you what you asked the first time? And she'll make a statement saying, I just want to be sure. Do y'all do that to God? God, I just want to be sure you heard me. God, I need to make sure you heard me, so I'm going to keep asking you. The first time you asked, in the book of Daniel, God had to tell Daniel the first time you asked, come on, your answer was on its way, but I was held up. There was a war that occurred. 21 days later, your answer was received. Some of you are so impatient because you didn't receive it from the first time. You feel like you got to go into worry and fear and doubt and begging. God never postured you to do that. You stand in faith. You believe. You trust him. You stay obedient. Stay compliant. And you shall receive everything he promised you. The benefits are there for you. There's no good thing will he withhold from them who are upright. None. So we have to trust him. We have to believe in him. We have to trust his word. Hallelujah. My last point was to write it down. We quote this one often. We quote this often. Write it down. In Habakkuk, I'm saying it wrong, but it's Habakkuk. In Habakkuk, some people say Habakkuk, but it's Habakkuk, 2:2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that read it. Why do God want us to write it down? Because a lot of times we have a lot of information floating in and out. So by writing it down, you're able to discern better where's the source of my information. Write it down to make it plain so that it is clear exactly what your goals are leading to. What is it that the Father told you? You know, a lot of times, I speak to the Father all day, and I have notebooks and paper and my phone. I have a note phone. I can write notes, even a voice recorder to jot down and to record what is the Father saying at this time. Because I want to always make sure I'm in right compliance and alignment with what he's saying concerning my life. What I love about the Father, even as you write it down, he'll send a word to confirm it. He will send someone to speak that life back into you. And so you get confirmation. You already had it written. So it came to you first. Then a word will come to inspire or to encourage, and you'll hear that word again, and you'll know this is what God has spoken unto me. And then we will move forward on what he has already said concerning you. Now, I only gave you a very brief glimpse of compliance and following the Father and listening and obeying him and making sure that you're on the right side of what he has commanded unto you. What I do know, and I do not doubt this at all, he will supply every one of your needs. every last one. There will be absolutely no lack whatsoever. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, every person who have put forth their requests, have put forth their petition, that God has already heard it, that there will be no lack. Our kingdom, our God, the authority given unto us, we will operate and walk in it now in the name of Jesus, that every fear has dropped, every discouragement has dropped. He has removed that band off of you, that thing that tied and bound you from moving forth in the name of Jesus. You are loose to go forth and be prosperous as God has already commanded, as he has already spoken it over your life. Your position is just to be compliant to what he says and do. And look, I even will go as far as to say, do it even if you're scared. Because a lot of times when we move forward in the Lord, there is not always clarity on each step. But I do know this, he will order your steps. So if he says to go to the right, don't you dare go to the left. Don't even pivot to the left. If he says stand still for a moment, I need you to be still and know that God Almighty is still in control. If he tells you to go forth, go. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle and soar. You will go forth. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. He has given every provision that you need to go forth in the name of Jesus. Baby, there ain't nothing stopping you now. Ain't nothing going to stop you from receiving all that God has in store for you. God bless you all. I love you. I thank you all. I thank you for just listening for a moment. I thank you, Pastor Douglas. I really appreciate you for this opportunity. God bless as I turn the line back over.
Amen. You were so into my conversation this morning on the broadcast, and you wasn't even on yet. That's how I love for God come back and show you. He is in the midst right on time. I just posted a couple of days ago about what you were saying, and I was over here screaming like, really? One minute, are you going to come back here and repeat what I said? I said, okay, Lord, I know that's you. Thank you so much for coming on here and giving what God told you to give. You took yourself out of the equation and you put him solely in it. And I thank you for the obedience. Excuse me. Father God, I ask you to cover your daughter from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Fill her back up what she gave out to your people. Bless her tremendously, her husband, her children, her household. Continue to cover her seed and their seed and their seed, because she is a generation breaker. Thank you for having her to come on and do just what you told her to do. Less of her and more of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Excuse me. Let the people know, Minister Kizzy, how they can contact you if they want to hear a word from you, or if you have any courses or what all that you're doing. Let them know how they can contact you via Facebook or Instagram. Let them know.
Amen, amen, and thank you for the prayers and the blessings. God bless you as well. Well, I am on Instagram and Facebook. You can find me under my name, Kizzy Broaden, or you can find me under Women United. It's a Facebook page as well as Women United group, where Women United Empower, Enhance, and Connect Unite. So you can find us there, or if you look on Facebook on Mondays, the first Monday of the month, I do Set the Table. It's just a broadcast that we talk and highlight and spotlight businesses and entrepreneurs and anyone who is new to the business. They come on and just tell us a little bit about what they're doing. So we call it Set the Table, the first Monday of the month. On Thursdays, we do Thursday Talks, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And our topics are to encourage, enlighten, and enhance those who are listening. I'm also on the every Monday and Tuesday and Friday. So Monday, Tuesday, Fridays, I'm on the prayer call at 6 a.m. You'll find that on House of Freedom page or Women United page. And look, you can always message me. I'm open to getting messages. I get prayer requests all throughout the day. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for you. So anyway, and I do have books coming out. I have several books coming out. God is going to release those in due time. So God bless you and thank you.
You're welcome. Like I said, Apostle and I are big on support, and we stand on iron sharpening iron. We have to encourage each other. Even the strong need encouragement. Just because you have a title does not mean you don't need uplifting. Again, I thank you so much for accepting to come on. You will be back, and I will be talking to you again soon. Remember, guys, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. And remember, we are here to pray for you, encourage you, and let you know to keep pushing through. Look with your spiritual eyes and not your physical eyes. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Tell him thank you, thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh. Come on. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. This morning you've been, I gotta move on. Been so good. Is that anybody else's testimony about beside myself? Tell me you've been so. I see you, Betty Jackson. Been so good. Good to see you, girl. You've been so good. You've been so. Been so good. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank
you. I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Of Exodus.
You brought me, out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
Brought me. You brought me out.
This is personal.
You brought me. Brought me out. Oh, I want to thank
you. I've been here this long. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made
a way.
I know how it's going to happen, Lord. I know what's going to happen. But you made.
See my way sometimes, you made a way.
And so I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Remember, we are here. If you need encouragement, you need prayer. Romans 10 and 9 states, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Those scriptures say in Romans 10 and 9, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All God wants is that yes. Again, it's not going to be easy. No. You're going to go through warfare? Yes. But now you will have the tools to how, the tools to understand what you're going through. Again, from Genesis to Revelation, it's not easy. It's going to be easy. But it did state, having faith inside of a mustard seed will move mountains. Continue to stand on the word of God. You're not in this fight alone. Apostle and I are here. If you need us, if you need to contact us, you can contact us on World Gospel Connection on Facebook or worldgospelconnection@gmail.com. Also, if you need blessed oil, let us know. If you're here in Houston, we will bring it to you. If not, we will definitely mail it to you. Remember, you must remember, God does not care about what you did last night or this morning. He still loves you. In spite of everything, he still loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you. Even when you think you're alone physically, God is still right there with you. Don't be weary and well-doing. The storm is just a test of your faith. Keep pushing through. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. Have a blessed and phenomenal day.
So this song right here means a lot to me. And I was traveling and God began to speak to me. He said, when you think about company, they come over to your house. At some point, because they're company, they have to go. He said, but with me, I want to be the person who can stay with you and for the rest of your life. So my prayer was to God, you are the company that never have to leave me. So I need you to stay with me. How can I leave? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that doesn't have to go. Stay with me. I'm broken before you. Please don't leave, cause I need you. I'm empty if I don't have you. Stay with me. I lift my heart to thee. You are my high victory. I can't imagine life without you. Stay with me. Oh, stay with me. How can I live? How can I move? How can I be without you? How can I stand in the midst of pain? I can't go on without you. You are the company that that doesn't have to go. So stay with me.
I'm broken before you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't leave me alone.
You know that I'm empty. For somebody that he can find that's in the right posture that will make heaven move on their behalf. I need somebody. I know we're recording, but I need you to get up out of your seat. If you gotta walk around, you walk around. But I need you to open up your mouth and begin to pull on God tonight. Get in the right posture. Get in the right posture. Somebody needs to be at the altar. Somebody needs to be at the altar. Understand is every time you open up your mouth and worship, worship is an automatic, it is an automatic a signal to the angels to do whatever it is that God has instructed them to do on your behalf. I wonder if there's somebody out here who will signal the angels tonight. Have to go. So